Welcome back. You're listening to West Kent Radio. I'm Mona Cheney. This is part two of my conversation with Dr. Louise Newson, one of the UK's leading voices in hormone health, as we continue breaking down the myths, the fear, and the future of women's healthcare.
For someone who feels dismissed by their GP, how can they advocate for themselves?
It's really difficult. And one of the things I feel very strongly is, as a GP and a doctor myself, is that we want to have a really good relationship with our patients. But we need to, like I say, work with our patients and understand their concerns, their wishes, what they want for their future health and treatment. So through Balance Up, we're doing a lot of advocacy work where we're actually helping people, giving them the evidence, giving them the guidelines, giving them words that they can use for their doctors as well. If they don't work, then one of the other things I feel very strongly about is that women and patients should know that they can get a second, third or fourth opinion. They can go and see someone else, because having the right hormonal treatment helps your future health and life. So I see a lot of women who have PMDD and PMS and they're in their 20s. And if I can balance their hormones properly, their future lives, their future careers, their future health is so much better.
Speaking of support, you created your Balance app, which I have downloaded and was impressed, very impressed. It has over about 1.5 million downloads. What does it tell you about the gap in the support that women are not getting?
Yeah, so obviously it's a global app. So we hear from women from all over the world, and they tell us the same, actually, that they're not being listened to, they're not being believed. So what the app, aim of the app is to empower people with evidence-based information so they can make the right choices themselves about their future hormone health. And it's amazing. We've got a huge community of women on the app. We're constantly adding more information in ways that people can understand. We've just had it, some of it translated into Spanish to try and reach more people. And we're shaping it. So it's not a menopause app. It's a female or women's hormone app, really. So anybody can find information about either for themselves or for their daughters or their partners or their work colleagues. And so it should be the first place where people can go and get proper information. I review every single amount of content on there, and I work collaboratively with some really great experts as well. And we've got some really good things that we're planning in the future too.
There's a lot of fear around the hormone treatments like HRT. What's reality versus what women have led to be believed?
So the reality is, when people say HRT, we have to be really clear what they're talking about, because there are different types of hormone treatments. So HRT stands for hormone replacement therapy. And I don't like these letters, actually, because they're not describing enough what they are. In the past, older types of hormone treatments were synthetic, so chemically altered. And we know they're associated with small risks of cancer, clot, stroke, heart disease, and so forth. So these are the same as the hormone contraceptions. So any hormonal contraception, any synthetic hormone has risks. We actually prescribe the natural body identical hormones. So they're the same chemical structure as our own hormones. Our own hormones are not associated with risks, but they're associated with benefits. So people who take the natural body identical hormones have benefits without the risks. So we need to be really reassured about that. What's really ironic and frustrating, actually, is a lot of women are taking contraception. No one's talking to them about the risks. Although the risks are small, they're still there. Whereas somehow you just say the word HRT and everyone thinks they're going to get breast cancer, which is not true.
Could you please clarify, when you say natural versus what some people might feel are herbs and supplements they can possibly take over the counter?
So it basically means that they are the same structure as our own hormones. Every hormone has its own chemical structure. They are only available on prescription, and that was something that was decided many years ago, although they're a lot safer than many things we can buy over the counter. So they're available on the NHS. So the estrogen is estradiol, and it's given as a patch or gel, usually through the skin, straight into the bloodstream. There's the natural progesterone, which is either given as a oral capsule or a pessary, and then the natural testosterone is either a cream or a gel. So then the body doesn't know the difference between the hormone that's made from the ovaries, for example, or the hormone that we're giving as part of the hormone treatments.
Excellent. Your tour is about education and also empowerment, which is great. I love empowerment. What can people expect when they come to see the show?
Well, it's going to be hopefully interesting, but I don't really want people to totally enjoy it because I want them to feel uncomfortable to make an action for change. It's called Breaking the Cycle, and a lot of the information I'm going to be given is about how we haven't broken the cycle, especially regarding mental health and hormones. And I'm really going to unpick a lot about the history, why it's in such a mess, and why women are being medicalized with the wrong treatment. And I'm going to be talking a lot about hormones and how they work. So it's quite harrowing thinking about how women have been treated in the past, in the last century and earlier, over the last sort of 20 to 80 years. But actually, even now, I'm re reflecting to how it is now, it's still actually not much better. So there's lots of facts that I'm going to be revealing. And there's also going to be a lot of time for question and answers from the audience. So the audience can hopefully come with a question that they'll write, and I'll answer as many as possible because it's an opportunity for people to be given the information that they want as well.
Right, and that would be at the Royal Tunbridge Wells Assembly Hall Theatre on the 27th of April. Why take it to the stage?
So I did a theatre tour 18 months ago. It's different content to what I'm planning for this theatre tour. But it's really wonderful to have a real live audience, to feel the energy from the room. My work is very responsive to women. I feel like I'm here as a storyteller to unpick the evidence, allow people to have some of my knowledge. I've got a lot of scientific knowledge, and I have a huge wealth of clinical experience, and I feel it's a privilege to be able to share that with people. So to do it on a live stage is just incredible, actually. I enjoyed the energy in the room when I went last time, and I hope it will be the same. I came to Tunbridge Wells and it was a fabulous audience. So I'm just enjoying doing things different. I'm quite unconventional the way that I work. I never thought as a doctor I would be doing a theatre tour. But actually, people learn in different ways. And if they learn when they're sitting in the theatre with friends, then that's brilliant.
And it's nothing like empowerment. If every woman, actually, and every man listening today understood one thing about hormones, what should it be?
Oh, it's a great question. I think the most important thing is that our hormones are natural in our body and we need to have them to function properly. Without them, it can cause problems, and every single woman has hormonal changes that affect them.
You've been listening to my conversation with Louise Newson, challenging the way we think about hormones, health, and the stories we've been told for far too long. Dr. Louise Newson brings her live theater show to the Assembly Hall Theater in Tunbridge Wells on the 27th of April, a powerful, eye-opening evening that goes far beyond menopause and gets into the heart of women's health. I'm Mona Cheney. Thanks for listening.